Okay, good afternoon. It is now 1:30 on this 11th day of December 2024. It's time for today's Canyon County Board of Commissioners public hearing. This would be regarding case number SD2023-0008. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. To my left is Commissioner Zach Brooks and Commissioner Leslie Van Beek. The DSD staff report and any exhibits received by the established materials deadline have been posted on the county's website on the land use hearing page for anyone to view. So before we begin, conflicts of interest. Before we begin testimony, are there any declarations pertaining to this application, such as conversations or meeting outside of this hearing, received by any commissioner?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No, Mr. Chairman.
And no for myself. Is there any commissioner who, for reasons of a conflict of interest, requests to be excused from participating in this specific decision?
Thank you, Chairman. No.
No, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, perfect. Due to the fact that we only have one person signed up for testimony, and that is the applicant or applicant's representative, can I amend the long and tedious directions?
Yes, please.
Is that okay?
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Okay.
Let it show by consensus the board has agreed that the chair can amend the rules for testimony and that outline. Okay, with that, the only thing that I would note is that we do not take any new evidence in during the hearing. It has to have been submitted by the deadline. And with that, I would say we're ready to have Monica do the oath.
Catherine Phoenix, Jay Gibbons, do you swear or affirm the testimony of you will be the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth? So help you God.
I do.
All right. So we will begin now by taking the testimony from the applicant or the representative, and you'll have 10 minutes. And if we ask any questions, that won't cut into that time at all. So state your name, your address, and then you can get started.
My name is Catherine Phoenix. Address is 23117 White Oak Drive, Caldwell, Idaho. It's a simple split of approximately 1 acre plus or minus on there off of the entire 2.72 acres. The empty lot does not have a home, does not have any buildings or anything on it. And the purpose is for, we're not sure yet, selling it off or building. So we've gone through this process. We've had perk tests done. We've completed everything on the requirements and accomplished everything that was asked of us to do.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
And I just want you to be more clear. The acre on there's a minimum size on there that they have to meet.
There's an average size. Somehow someone put minimum here. There's an average size. It's been averaged this entire time. If you look up on the first paragraph, an average lot size of 1.37. So there is no minimum requirement on there, just an average lot size.
Okay.
Jay?
Mr. Chairman, Madam Commissioner, the minimum lot size is an acre, and it is lot one is the new lot, and it is 1.01 acres. It exceeds the minimum, so.
And that's what I was after, because your testimony stated approximately, and it does matter for the county, that it has to at least, on a CRR1, be at least 1 acre. So that it is a minimum. So
we can say it is a minimum of one, and it is an average of 1.199 acres that the lot is.
Okay, thank you. That's where I wanted the clarification. I appreciate that.
Okay.
No questions, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, all right. You can just stay seated there. If you have nothing else, it doesn't look like we have any more questions. We'll go to staff for his report. All right, thank you. Jay?
So, Mr. Chairman, this application that is a Sleepy Hollow number 2. The first line of the staff report, of course, has a typo. This is apparently my standard protocol. In the first sentence, it should say Sleepy Hollow instead of Lippert. It is a three-lot subdivision. The new lot, the proposed building lot, is 1.021 acres, And the existing lot two, it has an existing home on it. It is 1.377 acres. And then the third lot is actually the road lot itself. All these are exhibited in the your staff report for today's hearing. So what the applicant is requesting to do is subdivide a platted, an existing platted lot, a Sleepy Hollow subdivision. It's located on the north side of Highway 44. And it takes, the public road is Highway 44. It takes access by via White Oak Drive off of Shannon Circle. That Shannon Circle hits Highway 55 itself. The road lot does prove up the private road that will provide access to these two lots. So on the plat itself, you see on the southeast side, there is a easement for a driveway to the that will provide access to the new lot, proposed lot one. It currently exists. It provides access to the neighbor's barn on the backside or accessory structure anyways. The zoning, it was rezoned by the county a couple years ago to CRR1, conditional rezone. There were three conditions on that rezone. They have met all those conditions. There is a note on the plat that speaks to lot one, proposed lot one not being allowed to have a secondary dwelling unit, and that was part of the rezone, and that complies with that rezone condition. Also, it's in Meridian's or Middleton's area city impact. The fire district in Middleton didn't comment, but they will have to approve the driveway access in the end. They do have, both lots will have individual domestic wells, individual septic systems. There is existing irrigation to lot two. There's a comment from Black Canyon Irrigation District that defines the split between the irrigation water between the new and the existing lot. And all drainage will be confined to the existing properties. So this is the aerial. You can see existing home and driveway off of White Oak Drive. And then on the southeast side, you'll see the existing driveway that will provide access all the way to the new lot. There were no new comments received from the agencies or the public for this hearing. I've listed the comments that were received from the agencies prior to the Planning and Zoning Commission, and that packet is in your packet for this hearing. The Highway District is in agreement. South District Health, both of those will sign the final plat. There were no comments from the Idaho Transportation Department. Two sets from Black Canyon Irrigation District and the county engineer did provide letters recommending approval of the plat as it stands. And with that, I will say that this application does comply with our code as well as Idaho code. And the conditions are basically that all the improvements from shared access, the roads, irrigation, drainage, swales, basins, whatever, and amenities will be bonded for, completed. And the Southwest District Health and Highway District number four will sign the plat, signifying their approval of the project. And I believe that the applicant does have Mylar signifying that at this point. We just need to get through the conditional or through the preliminary plat approval without further conditions, hopefully. To then bring the final plat for the board's signature. With that, I'll stand for questions.
Do you have any documentation with you today on the 2022 rezone? How big of that? Do you have a page or anything I could look at?
Mr. Chairman, commissioners, yes, the Exhibit A, which would be the development agreement is, was 2B, Exhibit 2B of the P&amp;Z staff report. And the conditions for that rezone, the three of them are in the page directly before that, which of course the staff report is. That would be Exhibit C.
Exhibit C.
See the staff report, and then you go back into, I should have numbered the pages, but Exhibit A has a legal description, Exhibit B is conditions of approval. The development should comply with the applicable federal, state, county laws, ordinances, rules, and regulation that pertain to the property. The second one was the subject parcels, approximately 2.72 acres, shall be divided in compliance with the County Code Chapter 7, Article 17, which is a subdivision ordinance and in substantial compliance with the conceptual site plan. The original plan had the parcel one and part lot one and two flipped, and in getting to the preliminary or the final plat, because this was a short plat, now it's lot one, lot two. So the condition of approval with regard to prohibition of the secondary dwelling unit is according to the original conditions of approval that was proposed parcel two, which is lot one. And that's why the condition has been updated to reflect that in your packet. And it was that way at P&amp;Z. So we've got that all sorted out correctly.
Okay.
And then the other condition was that the water rights be utilized on each lot via pressurized irrigation, and that's in place. And they have an agreement with Black Canyon Irrigation District as to who gets what water right ways.
Okay.
Chairman?
Yes.
So just a clarifying for the record question, I know there's a prohibition of a secondary dwelling applies to the bare lot. Is there a prohibition on the lot that was the original lot as well?
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Van Beek, there is not. That was not part of the development agreement or the rezone. So it would be possible, but I believe that the way that the existing home resides on that new lot with the smaller property is you're not going to get a secondary dwelling unit on that lot anyways.
And I thank you. That was what I was hoping you would say, that Exhibit 3A looks like most of the room is taken up on that and would not be allowed, but okay, thank you.
Okay.
Other questions? I have no questions, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I guess I just have one. And it's for staff. Does the approval then of the rezoning this to a CRR1, is it a precursor to other, I guess the board still has the option to prohibit any additional splits in there on a spot zone? Okay, thank you.
Questions, Commissioner Brooks?
Nope.
Anything else, Jay?
I have nothing further.
Okay. All right, Catherine, do you have any rebuttal or any points other that you need to bring out?
No.
Okay. All right. I don't have any other questions.
Chairman, can I ask
one
more on the driveway? It's going to service that second lot, which I'm assuming, back to Exhibit 3A, this is the ingress is where that splits off to the north. Is that correct? Right.
That's correct.
And so that driveway isn't a special driveway, 150 feet, doesn't trip any of the county ordinances?
It does not.
Okay. Thank you.
Good question. All right. All right, if there isn't any other comment, I would entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we close public testimony.
I will second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. So motion carries unanimous. Deliberation at this time, the board will begin deliberation. As a reminder to the audience, decisions by the board must be based on information in the record and criteria outlined in Idaho State Code and Canyon County ordinances. No new information is to be presented or discussed, and we will not take comments from the audience. It is important that we are able to discuss our opinion and make specific findings, and therefore, please be respectful as the board discusses the matter. All right.
Mr. Chairman, I'm in favor. They've met all of the requirements that were put before them and the conditions of approval from the rezone. So I have nothing to stand on to say otherwise.
I agree. I'd say on the record that I am frustrated with the prior board and what they decided to do, but they did it, they passed it, and these people are following what that allows them to do. So I see that they've met all their conditions, so that's what we want of any of the applicants.
And I support Commissioner Brooks' comments and yours as well, ma'am.
Okay, so we are reviewed the findings, FCOs of the planning zoning. Is there, are we in agreements with those?
We don't yes.
Do any amendment or editing?
I don't think so, Chairman.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, they're on page 62 of the packet, so I've reviewed them. I'm in favor.
Okay.
I guess I'm in concurrence with your statement that we agree with
okay.
what has been presented yep. from P&Z.
Okay. All right, and we're agreeable to make those RFCOs also.
Yes.
All right. Jay, do you see anything else?
No, sir. That is Exhibit G.
Correct. Yep. Yes, we are referring to Exhibit G. All right. If there isn't any other discussion, I would.
I think it's Exhibit 6.
Yeah, 6. That's. It's upside down from here.
It would have been Exhibit 6 in, six in the P&Z packet.
Oh, I got you.
It's Exhibit G on the, are the updated findings directly for your signature.
There you go.
Gotcha.
Because we can't sign their signatures, right?
That's a good point.
Yeah, that's a good point. I like that. Keeping us really on track now. Okay, so for the record, Exhibit
oh, I see. G I hadn't scrolled far enough. So our portion would be on page 74, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
Instead of 62, but.
All right. I would entertain further discussion or possibly a motion.
Mr. Chairman, based upon the findings of fact, conclusions of law contained herein for case number SD2023-0008, I move that the Board of Canyon County Commissioners approves the preliminary plat for Sleepy Hollow subdivision number 2, subject to the conditions of approval as enumerated herein.
Discussion?
Chairman, I just have a question. So this is presented as a short plat. Does that also, is that language then of dividing out the preliminary plat, does that matter?
No.
Okay, then I second.
Okay. All right. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All right.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We'll do one last review of the final plat, Mylars, and schedule that for your signature.
Perfect. All right. Get these people on the road. All right.
Okay.
Appreciate that. All right. I'd make a motion then we adjourn.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.